Who was dancing on September 11th? I'll never forget that, the dancing Israelis. I will never forget the USS Liberty. This is Israel that strafed the USS Liberty in cold blood, knowingly murdering.
And torpedoed
and tried to sink. And then LBJ tries to cover it up. Why? This is our greatest ally? Have they ever fought alongside of us in one of these fake interventions that enriches all of these NGOs and sucks the blood right out of the American taxpayer while we kill millions of people for no purpose at all whatsoever? Name one military intervention that the Rothschilds have funded that has made the United States or its people safer. Why is our border intentionally open? Right here, you're in Texas. Why is our border intentionally open while this fake government orchestrates, implements, and carries out a physical invasion of our own country? But yet we send
Now you got my attention, because I don't like millions for Ukraine's border or Israel's. And I definitely agree with you that that's a point we should point out.
And we're
paying for their borders. They deserve borders, but we don't.
And we send all of our military assets and billions of dollars to go protect their borders. Why? And why are we not allowed to ask that question? Who's making those decisions? When you look at the Biden cabinet, and you look at ethnicity and heritage and where these people come from, these aren't practicing Jews. That's not the claim that I'm making here. I'm not alleging that Jewish people are bad. I'm talking about the Khazars. I'm talking about the Zionists. And I think it's a big problem.
Yeah, well,
I just encourage people to go do their own research.
Yeah, I think Israel is a powerful, rich country that has a lot of people around the world that support it. And I just see it as one more of these big modern Western states. I really because whenever I try to bring up China, 1.5 billion people, ethno state, trying to take over, 3 million Uyghurs in camps, you know, millions of their people killed. It's like, no, 1,500 Palestinians or 15,000. And I care about that too. So let's spend half the time on the 15,000 Palestinians and half the time on the Chinese being murdered. But it's like, no, it's like Israel. And it is spiritual though, because there's this obsession with Israel. I mean, it's like.